Hello, everybody. It's your boy here, Matthew Monk. We are recording our third sports podcast, I think. This will be a sports one coming at you here. I'm sitting with the fellas. The young kid, Chase Haygarth. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Started the NBA season. Excited to talk some basketball.
And Braden LeBant, how are you?
I'm good here, guys. Lab speaking. I'm excited to talk about some NBA. The season just started tonight. We had a couple games tonight, so it'll be exciting to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we said that we would come out with a NBA podcast kind of prediction, like see what we got going on for the season. Obviously, it opened tonight, so we weren't able to record last night. Some of the guys were away. We weren't able to get our schedules aligned, as we can say, I guess. And but we will be touching on the games tonight. So the season openers tonight, Boston, Philly. Boston took it 105-87. I mean, I don't think any surprise here. I have Boston as my team leading the East. They just, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward's back, Jason Tatum. They seem so stacked and so good. Obviously, Toronto has Kawhi Leonard. But yeah, no, they kind of stomped Philly, actually, to be honest with you, to start the season. Chase, what do you think?
Yeah, Boston's got a really good team. They got a lot of guys who I think could be all stars this year, and their bench is really deep. And personally, I think they have they're the team right now that has the best shot to give Golden State a run for their money. And it's a bit surprising that they beat Philly as bad as they did, though, because I expect Philly to have a big season. But, I mean, first night, I think that Boston, they got a lot of their players back. For example, Kyrie Irving was hurt at the end of last season going into the playoffs. Gordon Hayward was hurt first game of the year last year. So I think they were a little bit more to prove tonight than Philly did. So, Labs?
I would just like to touch on the 18-point win by Boston over Philly. Honestly, it looked like through the start of the game, the offense by Boston was run through Tatum. Like, I know this guy's fresh to the league. He's second year, and he's looking like a hell of a player. I know Kyrie only put up 7 points tonight, so it looks like Tatum might be running the offense this year.
No.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
He was not running the Boston Celtics offense.
It's possible.
Kyrie
Irving and Gordon Hayward, Tatum is not running their offense. Well, Kyrie Irving might be the he is probably the second best guard in the league.
Well, Tatum ran the offense tonight. I don't maybe.
Kyrie Irving had 7 points tonight. Gordon Hayward had 10.
I don't care. So. I do not care. By December, Kyrie Irving will be running their offense.
Tatum was looking like Kobe out there.
Oh, fuck off.
On the other end of the game, though, Joel Embiid put up 23. Yeah, I like Embiid.
If he can play 75 games, I like Embiid. I mean, I don't even want him to play a full 82. Just keep him healthy for 75. And then, yeah, I like him. I like the Philly team if Embiid plays 75, to be honest with you.
What about Ben Simmons tonight? 43 minutes. Is that another Rookie of the Year product right there?
Oh, jeez. That's a Chase. All you.
I don't even want to touch on that. It was a joke that he won last year. Personally, Donovan Mitchell.
Shout out to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, Donovan, you should have won last year. You're my boy. And yeah, Ben Simmons should not have won Rookie of the Year last year.
The only reason I will be talking about Ben Simmons is the Kardashian scandal. And not really a scandal, but the Kardashian curse. He got rid of it before the beginning of the season, which I do like. But what?
Let's get into some predictions.
The only reason I'm going to be talking about Ben Simmons. Now, touched on the opening season, obviously a couple heavy hitters with OKC, Golden State. I mean, Golden State and OKC currently, OKC is up 69-66, but we expect that to change. Russell Westbrook is out, still recovering from knee surgery, and Golden State is going to win the NBA Finals this year. Let's just call it now. Whatever, it's a fucking joke. This league sucks. But we still have to follow it. We'll still make our predictions.
Schroeder, hell of a pickup, OKC. I like that pickup. He's got 17 points already tonight.
Fair enough. Good to go. My East, we'll start off with the East. We're not going to do divisions. We'll just go Eastern Conference. My Eastern Conference, I have Boston at 1, Toronto 2, Philly 3, Milwaukee 4. I'll say why Milwaukee's 4 probably a little bit later on in the podcast. I have Indiana 5, Detroit 6, Cleveland 7, and Atlanta sneaking in at 8. Let's go. I like it. I'll move over to the
going for the draft lottery.
Chaser, give me your East.
So for the East, obviously, I have the three, Boston 1, Toronto 2, and Philly 3. 4, I have Milwaukee.
Yep, I like it.
I'll let you touch on that when you want to touch on that. I'll chime in. I have the Pacers 5. Washington 6, Detroit 7.
Washington's not making playoffs.
I like Detroit at 7 because new coach Dwayne Casey, Blake Griffin,
the
Andre
coach,
Drummond.
Coach of the year last year, yeah. By the way, in TO.
So you guys are surprised with my rankings then.
And then I have Miami 8 because Dwayne Wade is not missing the playoffs in his last season.
In the last 15 years in Miami, 3 of them have been under 500, I believe. That's a winning culture, and I do believe in winning cultures and winning teams.
Labs, let's hear your rankings.
Turn it off to you.
Okay, well, like everyone said prior to, I have Boston number 1, obviously. I think, honestly, if there's a team to beat Golden State in the finals, it is Boston.
100% agree with
you.
No.
If
Kawhi's healthy?
No.
Alright.
I don't see it. No, I like it. I like that wrench. Number 2, I got Toronto number 2. And this is what's gonna surprise you guys. I have the Washington Wizards.
Not a chance.
The Washington Wizards, number 3.
You signed Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard was important like 7 years ago. It's a football game.
I don't care. No. John Wall, if he is healthy this year, they were an 8 seed with John Wall not healthy. They took Toronto, number 1 seed, to game 6 last year. They were in that series. They weren't out of that series. So as an 8 seed last year, I can see them jumping up. John Wall healthy, Bradley Beal, you got Dwight Howard. I can see
Dwight
these
Howard's still a valuable player.
I can see these guys jumping up to 3.
He's such an overrated player in this league now.
These guys, they're jumping up to 3.
He was overpaid. He's still a good player.
Back to 2012 Dwight Howard. He was at his prime, yes, in Orlando.
The guy
was good.
The guy can't hit a 3, but okay, continue.
Not many centers in the league can.
Yeah, but and that's that, where we need to go then.
That'll bring me to my number 4 pick, Philadelphia 76ers, where they do have a center that can hit 3s, Joel Embiid. That guy.
Hey, well, I mean, if your point guard can't hit 3s, you gotta make up for it somehow.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. Ben Simmons, you know what, buddy? Whatever. Anyways, after Philly, I got Indiana Pacers at 5. A guy like Victor Oladipo.
Is he Milwaukee in the playoffs?
I haven't touched on Milwaukee
yet.
Do you
have them in the playoffs?
I do have Milwaukee in the playoffs. I do. After Indiana, which is led by a guy like Victor Oladipo, I have Milwaukee at number 6. Greek Freak. Guy's phenomenal. I'll let you touch on that later on in the show. Anyways, Miami Heat 7. Dwayne Wade. Hell of a player. He's going to keep them going, rolling. Probably his last year. He's got to make the playoffs.
It is his last year. It's a farewell tour.
Yeah.
Welcome to the farewell tour, Dwayne Wade.
Guy's got to make the playoffs. And at number 8, squeaking in, not the Detroit Pistons, the Charlotte Hornets.
Who's leading the Charlotte Hornets?
Kemba Walker.
Yeah, you know what? I can see
Kemba
it.
Kemba Walker, Nick Batum. These guys, you know what? They got some players. Big Frank Kaminsky. I mean, these guys might be able to slide in. Kemba Walker, if he's on this year, I mean, the guy's always on, like, after this year,
is he
going into free agency?
Yeah,
next
he is.
I think
Big
he is.
For him, then.
You know what? Shout out Kemba Walker. If you want to go to the Lakers, go to the Lakers. But Charlotte Hornets will be coming in 8th seed.
Okay. I just want to say I know LeBron left Cleveland, but neither of you two have Cleveland making the playoffs. No. I just want to say I think there's like almost a little bit of leftovers, like a good turkey dinner, but you put it in the fridge and there's still some leftovers that you're like the next morning you're like fucking right, I'm gonna eat that for lunch. There's a winning culture now in Cleveland. They've been in the finals 4 straight years. I think there's enough good players there for them to get in. They walk around, I think, with a little bit of swagger. I know LeBron left, and that's going to hurt, but I think they walk around now with an idea that like we're a good team without LeBron. There's enough good players. I think Kevin Love, I don't like him that much, but I think he's a good enough player. That's I don't know. Chase, you want
to
say?
Yeah, so you said it was like a turkey dinner. I just wanted to say that was probably one of the worst turkey dinners that you've ever had in your entire life.
Oh, without a doubt.
They're without LeBron James last year.
They're honestly arguably
a bottom five team in the league.
They didn't make any significant changes in the offseason.
I guarantee you they are not a bottom five team in the league. Let's put something on it.
This year, they'll be a bottom five team.
We'll put a pitcher on it.
A pitcher of Heineken.
Pull a pitcher of Heineken.
Yes.
Okay, we got that written.
Yeah,
in.
No, I just don't see Cleveland being good. I don't see them making any moves in the offseason that would change the team that they had last year without LeBron.
I'll tell you right now, they'll get blown away by the Raptors tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. Colin Sexton could possibly have a good year.
I like that kid.
So do I. He's not starting tomorrow. He's not going to be on the bench for long soon. No. He just needs to get a few games under his belt, and soon he'll be a starter. But I just don't see Cleveland doesn't have any pieces that would make them a playoff team, in my opinion. Kevin Love's
going back to the Minnesota days where he's an absolute stud.
Yeah, but he was a good player, but his team sucked.
That's true. Fair enough. But, shit, yeah. Fair enough.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about
Minnesota was bad. I'm still having Cleveland make them playoffs. Larry Nance Jr., let's go.
They're gonna miss it. Cleveland's gonna miss a guy that puts up 48 minutes a night. I'll tell you that right now. Without LeBron, 48 minutes a night, what do you got? Jordan Clarkson ripping around?
To be fair, LeBron...
Chetty Osman gonna go comeback player of the year?
Sorry, what?
Chetty Osman? Like, is he gonna replace LeBron or...
LeBron could go to the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic could make the playoffs. LeBron's just that good. I hate to tell you guys. Anyways, we spent enough time on the East. We'll move over to the West. My West, Golden State, obviously. I feel like I almost didn't even have to say it. Golden State 1. I have LA Lakers 2. I don't really like their team that much, but LeBron's just so fucking good. I have Houston at 3. Now, the reason I have LA over Houston, I think Chris Paul is getting old. I think he's played... nice, Lavi. I think that's not a Coke, if anybody's wondering. That's a crisp beer. Chris Paul, I think he's played his last 3 seasons. I think he's gone 82, 74, 66, 56. The amount of games he's played, he's getting old. He hasn't played a lot of games. Houston plays so much ISO ball. I don't like it. So I'm going to put Golden State, LA Lakers, Houston... I have Portland at 4. I think this team gets overlooked because of where they're at. Damian Lillard is an unbelievable player. They're in the Northeast, not a lot of coverage. And I honestly love their jerseys that say Rip City. I think those are nasty.
Hey, can I just touch on Portland? The last few years, I think that Damian Lillard and other guys keep saying like, oh, we're getting slept on, things like that. When you continually say, oh, we're getting slept on, and then get like last year, they're the 3 seed, and they get swept by New Orleans.
Do something about it. Yeah. Eh?
if you don't want to get slept on, maybe make it out of the first round.
Fuck off. All right.
At least bring it
I'm getting absolutely shit on right now in these NBA predictions.
At least bring it to 5 games.
Jesus. Don't
get swept.
All right. 5, I have San Antonio. I know one of the guys here doesn't think San Antonio is going to be very good. I disagree. Greg Popovich might be the best coach in the league, and fuck me. I think they're going to be a good team. DeMar DeRozan, I think he's a big team guy. He's a very good skill. Like, he's a very good player, but I think he's a good locker room guy, too.
The player culture is leaving, though. They've lost a lot of guys. I mean, even a guy like Tony Parker.
True. You lose him to Charlotte, which I see in the 8 seed.
Shut up, you shit.
But I know you lost Kawhi too. Guy didn't play. You guys are still a playoff team. You know, there's still hope. There's still hope.
There is still hope in San Antonio. Number 6, I have OKC. Russell Westbrook, speech impediment. Obviously coming back from a knee surgery in the offseason. He's going to miss the first, it looks like, couple games, but I don't know for sure. 7, I have New Orleans. And 8, I have Denver kind of sneaking in the playoffs. A little bit of a sleeper team as well. I don't know. We'll see what... I think our West is probably going to be a little bit more similar. We'll see what Chase has to say.
Okay, so for the West, obviously, I have Golden State. I have Houston, too. I think that...
Wait, before you get going, I just took a look at Chase's list, and no, I want to say our West is not going to be anything similar. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I have Houston, too, because I think that Melo is going to be better.
I heard he's a fucking cancer.
I've also heard that. But at the same time... when he went to OKC last year, he had so many expectations, and now honestly, people think that he's just absolute shit now. Which is, I mean, it's not like he was terrible last year. He was terrible last year. I think that with not as much expectations, I think Melo's gonna be better.
He was one of the most proven.
He can't hit a three, and he refuses to change when the league go into a three ball. That's all I'm gonna say.
He was one of the most proven scorers in the league.
Okay, well, enough about... I have Houston 2. I have the Thunder 3. I like their pickup of Dennis Schroeder, whatever it is, coming off the bench. I have the Jazz 4.
Jesus.
I have LA 5. I just think that they're young right now. LeBron's got some work to do with those young guys. And just to touch on the Jazz at 4, I think Donovan Mitchell, we saw what he did last year in the playoffs. Unbelievable. Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year. Joe Ingles, he's good as well. I have Portland 6. So when Matthew and I were talking, Munker here.
Wait. Before you get to the Jazz, before you get to Portland, the only thing I want to say about Jazz is it seems like you just double-team Donovan Mitchell and they have nobody else to score. Like, it seems like they're an easy team to shut down.
That's what you would have thought last year too.
Yeah.
And when the Jazz go, what was it, round two?
Yeah.
Round two against up against OKC, and you think
round one against OKC. Round two against Houston.
Yeah.
They took Houston to 6, I believe.
Anyways, round one against OKC 4-5. Like they were 4-5.
Team come from Utah too. Such a weird place to play.
Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Proven skill guys, you know, put up points, this, that. You got Donovan Mitchell coming in, who, yes, you could double team. Guys were stepping up, like Joey Ingles, Rudy Gobert, like the defensive ability. There was guys stepping up. I can see the Utah Jazz slipping into 4th spot right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Matt was saying that so earlier today when we were talking, we were kind of just kind of talking, got some wings tonight. We were talking a little bit about what we thought. Picture, yeah, what we...
Two or three.
What we thought our rankings were going to be.
Heineken.
So I had San... I told him, I said, I don't think that San Antonio is going to make the playoffs this year. And then I thought about it a little bit more, and I was like, oh, they didn't have Kawhi last year, and they ended up sneaking in. So then they add DeRozan, so maybe they'll get better. And then as we were sitting here, I look at my rankings, I think, you know what? I don't think that the Spurs are going to make it this year. One, their starting point guard just went down. They got rid of Tony Parker in the offseason. No. I don't know who they're going to play at point guard.
No.
I think
Patty Mills?
They have the Bill Belichick of coaches, I'm just saying.
But they don't have a Tom Brady out there.
But the thing that I'm...
They do not have a Tom Brady out there.
Yeah, the thing I'm concerned about is they didn't really
have a Rob Gronkowski up there.
Oh, fuck. That guy's a beauty. He crushes Heineken. That's what I've heard.
They subtracted in the offseason. They got rid of Danny Green, who's going to be a good player for the Raptors. Yeah. So at 7, I originally had the Spurs, but as I think about it more, I'm going to switch. I now have
Denver
moving up to 7.
Yes.
And because of that, I have the T-Wolves sneaking into the 8th spot for the second straight season. So they obviously...
New Orleans, hey?
No, I don't have New Orleans in.
The unibrow.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Now that I think about that, I'm kind of wondering where I forgot to put New Orleans in. You know what? I'm gonna quickly switch.
Okay.
New Orleans. I'm gonna switch them out for the T-Wolves because I do think that the T-Wolves are gonna trade Jimmy Butler.
And this Jimmy Butler situation is an absolute shit show.
Yeah, Andrew.
But I love it.
Andrew Wiggins.
Touch on it. Don't worry.
Andrew Wiggins hasn't been as good as they had hoped.
Disappointing season last.
Yeah, it just seems like,
what's the guy making? 150?
Yeah, and like it just seems like they're all selfish. Yeah.
You know what? While we're talking about the team, Chase, do you finish your thought?
Yeah, that's so like I said, that's my ranking. So I have Golden State 1, Houston 2, OKC 3, the Jazz 4, LA 5, Portland 6, Denver 7, and New Orleans at 8.
I just want to say quickly, we're going to get into a little bit. We're just talking about the T-Wolves, but just before we do that, I want to say I have Portland at 4, Chase has them at 6. Like, I get, like, there's a bit of a...
I have them at?
Yeah, Labby, what do you have them at?
I have them at 8.
Okay, well, that's something different. Me and Chase, like, we argue about it, but, like, there's only 2 spots difference there. Like, it's nothing crazy. Anyways, Chase touched on the Timberwolves. I just want to say, Jimmy Butler, what do we think about, like, his antics going on at practice? Labby clearly has something to say about it. Labby, let's hear it.
Guy's nails.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Guy's nails.
Wait, before I say
it, love it.
I think the guy's nails for it, but I just want to be on the record. I fucking hate him. I think he's a dick.
No. I love the play. When you go out there with the third string guys, and you take on the starters, and you beat the starters, which have first all-star team guys like Karl Anthony Towns, and you know,
guy doesn't care.
Well, obviously, and Andrew Wiggins, if the guy would actually play, you take third string guys. Jimmy Butler is nails, and one calling out the coach,
calling out the GM, saying, and the GM, need me,
and like, the GM. Like, obviously, you know, they need the guy.
The
guy's nails.
They're a lottery team without him, and then he takes them to the playoffs last year. They obviously need him. Like, it's nothing that outrageous to say you need me because it's obvious.
You don't have Jimmy buckets. You're not making the playoffs.
I don't disagree. Now, I think Jimmy Butler is a hell of a player. Like, I think it's a fucking power move to say you fucking need me to win. I like that. The only problem I have, I think, like, I'm a big team guy. Now, I get the NBA is such an it's such an individual sport. You're getting paid $100 million a year. I get that. But, like, he wants to go to a winning team. Or he wants... Sorry. The problem he says with Minnesota is that he doesn't think that they have a winning culture there. Apparently, Towns doesn't care, and Wiggins is... right now, he's looking like a bust, which is too bad. Good Canadian kid. The three teams supposedly he wants to go to are the Brooklyn Nets, who were 28-54 last year, the New York Knicks 29-53, and the LA Clippers, who were barely above 500 at 42-40. Now clearly you don't want to. I don't get, like, why the fuck do you want to go to those teams? I get Brooklyn and New York, I guess, because, like, big city, you want to live there. In New York, I mean, when New York Knicks are good, it. MSG gets bumping. It's a buzz around the league, not just New York. There's, I get also that.
A little bit more of a buzz. Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, they want to play together.
Maybe Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, maybe Kevin Durant, New York Knicks. He might be gone out of Golden State.
I can personally see why he wants to go to the Knicks. They got some good young pieces. Porzingis. I like Kevin Knox, who they drafted this past year. And then if they can get Kyrie and him to go there, they got Kyrie, Jimmy Buckets, and Porzingis. Like,
Kevin Durant, possibly.
That's dangerous.
Although Kyrie Irving has stated publicly that he does want to stay in Boston. Just saying. And who wouldn't? That place is sick.
He also stated that him and Butler do want to play together. And the thing is, I know those teams have been ass. They have a lot of free space for free agents in the upcoming future, which would allow for them to therefore fucking climb the ranks. And
as I go to the ranks, I'm going to get to my power rankings, finally. In
the West.
The West.
You guys had a couple Heineken. It's all late.
Obviously, I got Golden State Warriors. These guys have five all-stars starting the lineup. Boogie Cousins, the guy came in. These guys are taking absolute first place without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Fuck you, Golden State.
Without a doubt. Anyways, Houston, number two.
Fuck you guys. Carmelo Houston is not finishing second.
You got a guy like
pitcher on it.
James. I'll bet a pitcher too.
Fuck it.
Pitcher of Heineken. Let's go. Houston finishing second. Pick up a guy like Carmelo Anthony. I know you got rid of guys like Luke Abamalute, whatever the guy's name is. Anyways, you got rid of role players.
Ariza.
A couple of role players. You still have James Harden, reigning MVP. You got Chris Paul, and now Carmelo Anthony. I think these guys finished two. Number three. The LA Lakers.
Let's go, LeBron.
Lonzo Ball, LeBron James, Brandon Ingram. One, a guy is a proven all-star, proven greatest man in the league, best player.
The GOAT, in my opinion.
Ever, in my opinion. I know I've not been in the late era of Michael Jordan, but LeBron James, he is the greatest ever, and I think he will carry the squad to the third place seed in the West. Anyways, number four, I got the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell, he will carry this team to the fourth place seed. They got guys like Joey Ingles, Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year. Number four seed. And in number five, I have the Oklahoma City Thunder. Wouldn't that just be fun? Seeing the OKC Thunder and the Utah Jazz playing in the first round matchup again. And you know what? This time, being an OKC fan, Russell Westbrook fan at heart, I would like to see the OKC Thunder beat the Utah Jazz as a 5 seed and see where it goes against Golden State. Who knows? OKC Thunder, Golden State second round. I'd like to see the Westbrook-Durant matchup. Number 6, the Denver Nuggets. Pickup of Isaiah Thomas. Wow. Nikola Jokic. You got a couple guys like Murray at point guard. I can see the Denver Nuggets slipping in at 6 from not making the playoffs last year. And then at 7, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yes.
Anthony Davis. This guy can go for MVP. I can see this guy going MVP, challenging LeBron, challenging Durant. I don't care who it is. James Harden, Russell Westbrook. This guy can go for MVP. And slipping it last, 8th place, Portland Trail Blazers.
Fuck you.
Damian Lillard has something to prove. I know he does.
That's why they're going in 4th.
He's had something to prove forever.
He has had something to prove forever. And as 8th place team, you're going to play the Golden State Warriors. You're going to lose. I don't know where it's going to go, Damian. Like, maybe get out of Portland, obviously. Anyways, that's my power rankings. Thank you.
Jesus. We'll move over to our NBA MVP. I'll start with Chase. Chase, who do you have for MVP? I probably have the same guy. We'll see. I hope none of us have the same guy. I just want to say that now.
I got LeBron James.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
While you say LeBron James, I just want to say I think the league is numb to how good he is. Everybody expects him to be the best player in the league, and I think that's like become just too easy for people to pick him, so they don't pick him. But let's be honest. If it was real, LeBron James would be MVP every year.
I think he should be. I think people are expecting LeBron James to put up 35 points a year, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. Like, I don't know what this guy needs to prove to be MVP.
I think this year's different. He's going to a new team, a young team, that without him wouldn't have a lot of expectations. Lots of people are expecting him to take them to the Western Conference Finals against Golden State.
I like it too.
He's got 8 years straight in the finals. That to me is the greatest accomplishment ever. I don't care what conference he was playing in, to play at least it has to be at least 16 plus games in the playoffs for 8 straight years. That is absolutely ridiculous. I don't care if he's 1-7. He's taken his team to the finals as the top guy for 8 straight years. So,
can I just throw in this comment? If LeBron James can take a team with one all-star, I don't know if anyone else is going to be an all-star on the Lakers. I don't know. Not this year. Years in advance, yes, there will be all-stars.
They're still young.
Exactly. If LeBron James, a one all-star team in LA, can knock off the Golden State Warriors in the West Finals.
If he does that, how do people even exactly. say... Like, how do people even say, like, no. Like, Jordan wouldn't have done that. No, he fucking wouldn't have. When was the last time LeBron James lost in the first round of the playoffs? Has he ever, besides his first 2 years when he didn't make the playoffs?
Exactly.
Like, he got swept. He got swept by 4 All-Stars. He's playing with
Kevin Durant, who's arguably the second best player in the league behind LeBron James.
Yeah, with Steph Curry, Draymond Green,
probably the best Klay Thompson. 3-point shooter ever.
Yeah, and not even to mention they got Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston.
Defensive player of the year.
Sean Livingston coming off the bench. Like, what more do you want this guy to do? He goes into TD Garden and then steals Game 7 last year from the Celtics. Basically single-handedly. LeBron James is the MVP. He should win it every single year. This year's different because he's going to a new team. There's going to be more buzz around him. LeBron James is going to win the MVP this season.
You know what? You know what, Chase? I like that. I like that comment. I like LeBron James. But I don't want to be that guy. Anthony Davis.
No.
Anthony Davis.
They're not going to be good enough to win.
He is going to carry the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
He's going to carry them. He's going to carry them into a playoff spot. He's going to average 28 points. Probably 12 rebounds. I don't know about the assists. Maybe 2 blocks per game. This guy...
Probably
this
six or seven. No, probably 4 or 5.
This guy is going to carry the New Orleans Pelicans. I know they just picked up Julius Randle. The Pelicans will make the playoffs because of Anthony Davis. This guy, give him, I don't know, maybe 1 year, 2 years, maybe even this year. I don't want to be that guy. He will surpass LeBron James. He will be the top player in the league. He will. He will.
Labby, I just want to touch on this, okay?
He's got the skill sets. You have
Anthony Davis winning the MVP, mm-hmm. but you have New Orleans coming in 7th in the West.
It's most valuable player. Where did Westbrook finish when he won MVP? They were a seventh or sixth seed.
I think they're 6th.
Exactly.
It might have been 4 though.
No, it was 2 years ago. They're a 7th or 6th seed. They got...
averaged a triple-double. Anthony Davis is not averaging a triple-double.
Anthony Davis won't average a triple-double, but he'll still average 2 to 3 blocks per game. This guy's going to be...
Blocks are not as important as triple-doubles, I hate to tell you.
This guy is going to be borderline defensive player of the game while putting up offensive numbers. This guy's going to surpass LeBron James, and he's going to be... He's gonna be putting his team in the playoffs. This guy is a franchise player.
Yes.
And therefore MVP.
And you know what? 7th in the West, now that I think about it, the West is deep. That is good. If you can take New Orleans to 7th. I don't know though. I think that maybe they have to go 5 if Anthony Davis has an MVP type season though. I think they'll finish higher than 7.
Even look at last year. Boogie Cousins got injured. This guy carried the New Orleans Pelicans to the playoffs. Boogie Cousins got injured. Did you think New Orleans was going to make the playoffs?
You know,
I know it was last year, but this guy's
got a whole Munker, lot Munker, lot tell me.
Hey, Labby, shut the fuck up. Jesus. I just want to touch on LeBron James. Just quickly, Chase said LeBron James. I agree LeBron James should be MVP. Same. I agree LeBron James should be MVP every year. I do. He's been in the finals 8 straight years. If he plays 16 games
which is the lowest amount you can play. He plays an extra 128 games. So let's just say he plays an extra 155 because he's played more than 16.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that he's, and he's put that on his body. He's been in the league for coming on 15 seasons now. That is bananas. Anyways, not as much as I think he should be my MVP.
He's mid-30s. He's got a couple kids already.
Seriously, he's going to play with his kid one day. As much as I think he should be the MVP, I don't think he's going to be. I have Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. I don't know how the fuck to say his name. His name is an absolute nightmare. Anyways, the Greek freak, that's my MVP.
And he gives his opponents nightmares. Like,
he does give his opponent nightmares. His good pickup, Chase.
Us nightmares
Yeah, I have the Greek freak. I mean, I think he's going to have a hell of a year. I think Milwaukee's coming up on a big year. He's in definitely in a small market, but he still gets up so much attention. I think that's for a reason. I'm going to touch on Labby's Anthony Davis. The reason I don't think he's getting an MVP vote, A, I don't think New Orleans is going to be good enough.
I don't think Milwaukee's going to be good.
Well, I have Milwaukee at like 5, I think.
Six.
Okay. Ahead of 7. Anyways, New Orleans is a small market as well as Milwaukee, and you still hear about the Greek freak more than Anthony Davis, probably because Anthony Davis has a disgusting brow on his face. If he shaves it, maybe he'll win. Anyways, yeah, I have the Greek freak. I would say his name if I could, but Milwaukee Bucks number 34. I still don't know how to say his fucking name. The name's a disaster. Anyways.
Rookie of the year.
We'll go rookie of the year. Chase, start us off. This is... Quickly, rookie of the year. We'll go.
Yeah. So I have Kevin Knox as my rookie of the year. He plays for the Knicks.
Think the Knicks are gonna be good.
Yeah, no, but I can see him starting for the Knicks. The thing about rookie of the year, it's so hard to predict. Like, who knew Donovan Mitchell was gonna come in and just be nasty? 2 years ago, Malcolm Brogdon.
What was Donovan Mitchell? 13th pick?
14th yeah, 13, pick? 14, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Around that area of the draft. Kevin Knox, I believe he was drafted 9th. I could be wrong there. But he had a good summer league. After the draft, you heard about him a lot. Guys saying that he could potentially be the steal of the draft. Like I said, he plays in the Big Apple, so he's got a lot of pressure on him. But I mean, I can see him winning Rookie of the Year. That's my pick.
Yeah, fair pick. I have Mikal Bridges off Phoenix, to be honest. Don't know a ton about the rookies coming in. I think the one thing I will say, though, Phoenix finished last in the West. I think Phoenix can have a decent year. I don't know why. I like some of the moves they made. I think Phoenix will have a... I don't think they're going to finish in the 9th hole, but I think they're going to be knocking on the door, but they're going to be walking up the stairs to the NBA playoffs. Labs, who do you got?
I'd just like to touch on the fact that you're overshadowing DeAndre Ayton, who is also playing on the team, number 1 overall pick. Anyways, I'm just going to leave that. And I'm going to pick Colin Sexton. Guys playing for the Cavs. Cavs just lost LeBron James. They need a lot of offense going.
My Cavs are
going
to make the playoffs, baby.
Woo!
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but Colin Sexton's going to have a hell of a year. Obviously, George Hill is probably going to start over him. If Colin Sexton gets going, he will be hopefully picking up the certain job. And him and Kevin Love can work together, this, that. Colin Sexton, rookie of the year, Labby's pick.
Yeah, that's our... That's a good pick. Good pick, Labs, I guess. I mean, if I'm going to be honest with you, Labs and Chase are going to be the NBA guys this year. I'm going to have to really touch up on my NBA. Haven't watched a ton of it. Just really like LeBron. I like to see greatness. That's our NBA prediction show. Any last words from the fellas here?
Yeah, so we got some feedback. Our first show, we did have a few more things that we wanted to touch on. We got the feedback. Our fans want our podcast to be a bit shorter, so we are leaving a little bit of information out. But I'm sure that there'll be times where we touch on some points we wanted to touch on. Possibly we could say our predictions for our other awards, like, for example, defensive player, sixth man, most improved.
Coach of the year, yeah.
Casey again.
So that's all I gotta say. Stay breezy and share. Make sure to share the podcast with your friends if you enjoy it.
Give us a follow.
Give us a follow. If you do give us a shout out on, say, Instagram story, Snapchat story, we will shout you out. We've done it. We've done it in our past pods. There weren't any shout outs to announce this week. But so, I mean, if you want, give us a shout out. We'll shout you out. Tell your friends. Get the word out. Shoot in the breeze. We're here to be the best pod.
I'd just like to say thanks for listening to another sports podcast. I know we'll get the lifestyle podcast going. I know that's what the younger crowd likes and likes to hear. Anyways, in addition to that, we would like to ask you guys, would you like to see us on YouTube? Yeah, I know it's a different route. Maybe see us on YouTube. Maybe get the faces shown. If you guys stay to the end of the podcast, make sure to let us know if you want to listen, watch, see us on YouTube. This, that, we'd like to change that route. Anyways, stay breezy, guys. Make sure to drink Heineken, and we'll see you guys on the next podcast. Thank you. It's Labs.
Yeah. Thanks, Labs. We will see you on the next podcast. We did want to get to MLB. We didn't get to it today. We will get to it next podcast. We'll probably have another sports podcast coming out this week just because so much sports is going on. Obviously, we didn't touch on hockey. We didn't touch on football. We didn't touch on MLB playoffs. We wanted to keep it just on the NBA. We will come out with another sports podcast, probably end of this week, beginning of next week, being like a Sunday, maybe Monday, not sure yet. We will have a guest on. I think we have an idea of who it is, but we got to get the okay from everybody. Now, with that being said, everybody enjoy a cold Heineken, stay breezy, and once again, thank you very much for listening to Shooting the Breeze.